It is the world famous K-Rock. I'm Megan Holliday, and I'm here with one of my favorite bands, Cannons, Michelle, Paul, Ryan. It's always so great to see you all.
Thank you so much.
And I was sitting here and I was getting to kind of watch your performance like a little creep. And it was just, it was so fun. How did it feel out there? We're here at the Beach Life Festival. It's beautiful. How was it?
It was really fun. And honestly, it's really nice to be able to like play on the beach and, you know, play certain songs like Purple Sun.
My jam.
Looking at the water and, you know, everyone vibing out. It's a really great time.
Absolutely. And I want to congratulate you on the new album, Fever Dream.
Thank
coming
you.
Coming out in the world. And you guys just went on your first ever headlining tour. So we were talking a little bit earlier about some crazy things that happened while you were on tour. So can you please convey what exactly went down?
All right. Do you really want to know what we have to tell you?
I want to know everything.
Okay. So we've heard that Cannons makes baby making jams.
1,000%.
Yeah, we've heard this for years.
Sexiest music ever.
But
yes.
We didn't know.
We didn't know they were making babies at our concert.
We didn't know someone might be making a baby at our concert. So a lot of crazy things happened on the tour. You know, highlights of crazy stuff that happened would be we did see dry humping that everyone was concerned that was actual sex.
It was not a simulation. And it was real.
It was not, because it was in the front row. It was in the front row. So like I did see.
Was it during Fire for you? I feel like it had to be.
What song was it?
It was during the entire set.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got staying power. That's for sure.
Yes.
They just couldn't help themselves. You guys hit the stage. The sexiness happens. The lights are going. I mean, I get it. You know, we were locked up for a long time.
Yeah.
Want to get out and get cut loose.
Because like in my mind when I was performing, I was like, this can't really be happening. But then after we got off stage, like every single person that worked at the venue was like, did you guys witness what was happening in the front? And I was just like, so that really did go down.
That is so crazy. And then you got flashed, right?
I did go bend down to like one side of the audience to sing, and then I did get flashed, and that's when Ryan was like,
but, yes. Were her boobs nice at least?
Yeah.
Her
boobs were
worth
nice.
Worth it.
And she did shake them for me. And then Ryan did say, all right, the tour is over. Like, we're officially rock stars now.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't see boobs or get panties thrown on stage, then you haven't really truly made it. So you've officially made it into the world of rock and roll. So I want to congratulate you.
That was our official moment.
What about the, well, there's the polar opposite, too. There was a, quote, serial puncher.
There was a serial puncher at one of the shows. I don't know what was going on
with
them.
What does that mean?
It's kind of messed up.
Literally somebody going around.
Wait.
Somebody going around the audience, literally.
I think they thought they were maybe at a hardcore show.
Serial puncher in Seattle.
What was that person doing at a Cannons show?
That's the first question I had was, why would our music of all music trigger
honestly, but
so
this, but an interesting thing is that our music does appeal to like a lot of different people that
that's
like
true,
like different genres, because every single day we get a comment on something that's like, I only listen to metal, but I love Cannons. Like, this is the only thing that I listen to other than metal.
It's so true, though. I just feel like you fit in every way, not just in alternative, but in almost every genre that you can think of.
Look for our metal album coming out next year.
Can you please just be like, yeah, like the next album, just scream all over it? I mean, I feel like you have it in you, you know, especially after seeing those boobs.
I've done it at rehearsal before.
And you guys just ran into some firefighters.
We did.
What did they have to say to you?
So we ran into a couple firefighters.
Here at the festival, right?
At the festival.
Okay.
They asked for a photo, and they did say that, of course, which I've never made this connection before, but Fire For You is their jam, and they listen to Fire For You all the time in their fire trucks. So they were like, we need to get a photo, and
So you are providing the soundtrack for really hot firefighters, in my mind, that are just stripping off their clothes and putting out fires.
To Fire For You.
I mean,
why wasn't that our music video?
I know, honestly, seriously. But now in the future, you know that you can call on the fire department for just about anything, which is really nice, you know? So how are you just feeling about, I mean, you guys really blew up during the pandemic, and then now you're out in the world, you're doing your headlining tour, your album's out. How are things feeling?
really great. I mean, we've been on two tours since everything opened up. We've played a lot of festivals and we've been having an absolute blast.
Aww.
So yeah, you know, we've been able to travel everywhere. You know, we've been locked inside for a long time, so being able to get to explore like new cities and everything has been really cool.
So I'm gonna ask you, Paul, where's your most favorite city that you've been to, and are you guys foodies? Like, have you been to like any really good food spots?
We try to be.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you have to be on the road.
It's actually really hard on a bus because there's nowhere to go to the bathroom.
We've seen every Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen a lot of Cracker Barrel. But Chicago is my favorite city.
Yes. That's my favorite city in general. I went to Riot Fest last year, and I'd been to Lollapalooza in like 2008. But there's just something magical about Chicago and the food. I mean, that was where I had to obviously try the deep dish pizza. And it was just the...
Bonatti's.
Yes, you guys know. So what's going on with you guys now? Are you spending some time chilling, or are you playing a lot of festivals coming up?
So we've had 2 weeks off since the last tour.
That must
and
be
then,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, we played a show. It was like a pre-show for Beach Life Festival the other night.
Oh, yeah, Venice West.
Yes. Venice West, which is really cool. And... Yeah, and then we're playing with Bob Moses tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Another festival in San Diego.
Oh.
Yes, and then we get maybe a mini break before we start our second portion of the Fever Dream Tour, but there's a lot of festivals mixed in there, too. And then when does it start? Is it September? September, we start our co-headline tour with the Knox.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I was just talking to Cold War Kids, and we were talking about their collaboration with the Knox. So
yeah,
that's going to be a super fun tour. And it must just feel so good for you guys to be kind of new on the scene, you know, in a way, but to be getting all of this love and being on so many festivals and all of this stuff.
Yeah. It feels really good.
Yeah.
We're so grateful, so excited. And we were only home, like I said, for 2 weeks, and all of us were kind of just like, all right, we're like ready to get back out there, because nothing is more fun than playing live and like sharing our music and singing and dancing with
connecting with the people.
I can't wait to eat at more Cracker Barrels.
Honestly, we've had so much. We had Thanksgiving at Cracker Barrel because it's like
Grandma's
the only place
sampler,
open,
Cracker
and
Barrel.
It seems like it's always open in everywhere.
I think Cracker Barrel needs to endorse bands some way, sponsor bands, because like there's so
you know,
many
you
bands
could
that
put,
eat Cracker
maybe
Barrel.
You could put their advertising on your bus and then just get free Cracker Barrel for the rest of your life. You know, just we're going to put it out there into the universe. I also want to congratulate you, because I know you're getting married in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
That's so exciting. Where are you going to get married?
In Bass Lake.
And that's where you're from?
No, no? I'm not from Bass Lake.
Oh, okay.
But it is the most beautiful place that I've ever been.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Where is that? Like Central California?
It's in Yosemite.
Yosemite. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Is Paul going to be your flower girl by any chance?
Paul is going to be. No. No, no, no. But I
How's
I.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Actually, I do have Paul and Ryan are going to be walking down the aisle together.
Oh.
So, groomsman and bridesman.
Bridesman. I love it. It's like a bridesman. I mean, it's 2022.
Yeah.
We can do anything we want.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you guys, it's always like, such a pleasure to see you.
Always fun hanging
with you. I'm just so excited about everything that's going on. And can't wait to see what's next. So, Cannons, thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'm Megan Holiday. We're at the Beach Life Music Festival. It is K-Rock. Thanks for watching.
Wish you were here.
Thank you.